And our community connection this morning on 1400 K1 brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church. And it is, well, coming up sooner than you think. It is Relay for Life for Washington, Osage, and Nowata counties. And I've got Linda Wickham and Nick Owen in to help me out this morning. And Linda, for no other reason than you're a little bit closer to the mic than Nick is, I'm going to start with you. When's Relay for Life coming up this year?
June 24th.
And it's an opportunity for us to gather at Dewey High School again?
Yes, we're going to be back on the track.
That's always a nice place to be. Since I've been involved with Relay, I know it has been at Bartlesville High School, it's been at the Mid-High, but most years, most of the time, it's been at Dewey High School.
That's true, yes. Yeah.
And let's see, typically starts during the early evening hours. I'm going to pitch about 6 o'clock out there, but I could be wrong.
I believe it this year it's going to start at 5.
Okay.
We've changed it. We've shortened it from 12 hours to an 8-hour event.
And that's, I'll say, easier on the feet and the sleeping habits of everybody involved.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
It's Relay for Life, among other things, to me, it's a fun event in that you're celebrating life. It's a fitness event because somebody's doing a lot of walking, but mostly it's a fundraiser.
Yes, that's true. For survivor, to help them, you know, with medications. We do research, a lot of research, a lot of changes in medications as well.
And I'm going to spend a little bit more time with you before I get Nick involved here. It's a fundraiser. Most of the money raised, unless you've changed your philosophy this year, most of the money goes off to the American Cancer Society for cancer research because there's very little research that goes on here. But some of it does stay here to help with programs at Jane Phillips and other places around the community.
Yes.
Yep. Nick, let's talk a little bit about how everything gets going here. Start us off at about 5 o'clock and give me a little bit of a calendar of what's happening when.
Okay, so around 5 o'clock we'll do the opening ceremonies. We'll do a survivor lap and caregiver lap and some fundraising awards. We have games. After it gets dark, maybe around 9:30, 10 o'clock, we'll do a luminaria ceremony where everyone lines the track. We have the bags that we light up. We have it says hope up in the stands and all the lights shut off. And we just kind of take that time to remember everyone that is either a survivor or the ones that have passed away.
Yeah, I always think of it both in honor of and in memory of. And boy, it seems as though the list of names on those lights, and it's a wonderful thing, but the list just seems to get bigger every year.
It does. And we're having more and more survivors every year, which is an amazing thing. So you know that everything we're doing is for a purpose. And the list just is getting bigger and bigger every year, which is perfectly fine with us.
Absolutely. The more people we get to honor, hopefully survivors that we're honoring, but either way, the more people we're honoring, I think it's a better deal.
Yes, me too.
The luminarias are a separate fundraiser. I don't know the price because it has changed a little bit over the years, but last I knew it was around $5.
Nope, that is still it's the same. We have luminarias for sale year-round. They're $5, and they all go on the track. You can collect them at the end of the ceremony if you want to keep them from year to year, and or you can just let them stay, and then we take everything and collect it all up for you.
How does somebody get signed up?
You can go to www.relayforlife.org and it'll / Washington County, and that will register you for our event. You can register as a survivor, as a caregiver, or as just a participant. Mm-hmm. Or you can find one of us floating around town and we can help you too.
Yeah. I hope you're not floating too high, though, because sometimes it gets a little awkward running into the buildings and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, no. We try to stay grounded as much as possible.
Hey, if you can't have fun on a Monday morning, something's wrong, right?
Right.
First of all, the Relay teams, and I know the teams are forming now and have formed. Some are already signed up, but it's not too late.
No, it is not too late. You can sign up until the day of the event. We have teams right now. I think we have about 15 teams already registered, signed up, doing fundraising. We have some money raised for the season as well. We also do sponsorships. If you are a corporate or own a business and you want to do a sponsorship, you can contact us as well. And the team sizes, they used to have a cap on them at 15. Now you can have as big a team as you want. And to earn the t-shirt, the participant t-shirt, every team member is required to have at least $100 fundraised.
But that's, find 10 people, ask for $10 or receive $10 from 10 people or any other way you want to do it.
Exactly.
And so there's that $100 threshold, and I say many people go well above that $100 threshold because it is a fundraiser, and some people can raise money pretty well, but as long as you can extract $10 from 10 people or the equivalent, you're doing well.
Yeah, it's actually pretty easy. When you think about there's $100, how am I going to do that? It's actually pretty easy. Like you said, you can ask 10 people for $10. I mean, sometimes you can get $100 from one person. You just, you never know unless you ask.
Well, and I think there are some causes that people just say, oh, yeah, sure, here. And I think we've been raising money for cancer for decades, whether we're talking, taking it all the way back to back in the 50s to today's research. It's an easy cause to raise money for with most people.
Yeah, and this we're actually celebrating a milestone for the Bartlesville community event this year. It is our 30th anniversary for Relay for Life here.
Wow. And it has changed and evolved over the years, but the reason we're doing it hasn't changed a bit.
Correct.
Yeah, which of course is to eventually to get to the point where we don't have to do it.
Exactly. The longer we do it, the harder we do it, then eventually we're not going to have to do it at all anymore.
Exactly. And the Bartlesville event traditionally is among the leaders in the state. I know you shoot for number one every year. Who wouldn't? But as long as we are doing our bit, raising our funds, then there's no reason to compete.
Right. I mean, that's true, but we usually do. I mean, we're usually in the top 10, if not top 5, or we've been first place a few years, too. So we really try to reach out there and do as much as we possibly can.
Yeah. With the shortened event, typically it has gone till sunrise or 6 a.m. or something like that. Compressing some of the activities changes the time schedule a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. It changes it down a little bit. And typically we used to start at 6 or 7. We've moved it back to 5 o'clock and are changing the timeline of the actual events just a little bit, shifting them all down. And some of the activities will be shortened, but there's still going to be plenty of room for fun.
Yeah. Oh, and fun is going on, that's for sure. Do you have any particular activities scheduled for, I'll say, some fun events going on throughout the evening?
Well, we're working on that, but I think we're going to bring back the Frozen T-shirt contest and a couple of the classics that people have been requesting. But there'll be a few new ones thrown in, too.
Okay. Well, we still have a couple of days or weeks to go before you develop that schedule. We're going to take a break here from our sponsors, Tallgrass Motors and First Baptist Church, and we will continue a community connection on AM 1400 coming up in just a moment. Continuing our time this morning on a community connection on AM 1400 K1, and again, spending our time with Linda Wickham and Nick Owen. And Linda, I think I've talked all the way around it, but I'm not sure I've actually asked you, when is Relay for Life this year?
June 24th.
I knew it's typically in June, although it has shifted a date here and there now and then, but you're in good weather.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. With the shortened up schedule, I understand you've got a breakfast as part of what's going on this year.
Well, we have 3 survivor breakfasts scheduled just so we can get in contact with the survivors so they know that we really appreciate them showing up to our event. So we have one scheduled for April 16th, and that will be in Nowata County. And that will be for the Nowata County survivors. Mm-hmm. We have Washington County scheduled for the 23rd of April, and then also for Osage County for the 30th of April. So we can just get along with survivors. So if you know a survivor in that area, please contact somebody in that county. There's articles in the newspaper already running. I've seen them. So we can have you come in, have a brunch. We'll give you your survivor T-shirt so you can get it all washed up and ready to walk that evening.
3 consecutive Saturdays just to celebrate survivors. And, that's so important. And you find out people that have their bout with cancer was 20, 30, 40 years ago. And they're walking around, the way we know them today. And you say, gee whiz, I had no idea.
Yeah. And when you walk the track and you see the luminaries, you're like, I didn't know they had cancer. I didn't know this was going on, because a lot of people they keep it to themselves. They're not out there telling everybody, I have cancer. I went through cancer. So it's a great community involvement. And even if you don't have cancer, even if you don't have someone that has cancer, please come out, show your kids what it's like. That our future generations don't even know what we do, because they don't. It's a family event. There's no smoking, no drinking. It's a good, clean family event. So bring your family out and show them what Relay for Life is all about.
Absolutely. We can talk about all kinds of reasons. I'll say it builds that idea of getting involved in community fundraisers. There's all kinds of other reasons. That's the one I'm going to bring up.
Yes, and that's true. We want to get a cure. I mean, they're working on it, they're getting close, and we need to continue that to support that.
And also, of course, one of our successes really has been early detection, people getting in for screenings, screenings that 20 years ago were either a whole lot more expensive or weren't done as much.
Right. And a lot of the insurances will pay for a lot of those screenings. People just don't go. They think, well, it'll go away. This is going to clear up. Go to the doctor. Find out.
Well, that's scary, though. You know, the doctor says, you know, I need to either get you in front of an X-ray machine or do some sort of exam that we don't want to have done.
Right. That's exactly right. And then you wait too long.
Yeah. So, again, like you said, get out in front of it. Go see your doctor. And if the doctor, he or she, is not doing that screening, ask about it.
That's true. Yes.
The Survivor Breakfast. I want to talk just a little bit more about that, because I get to see your face. You guys are excited about what's going on. How many survivors typically do you expect at some of these breakfasts? You know,
for each community, we have somewhere between 50 and 75 names from each community. So we would like, and I know that even since we have submitted the names that we knew of, I know that this weekend I found out three more. So I need to submit those that are newly diagnosed. I mean, it might be your neighbor, it might be a relative. Call somebody and let us know so we can get them involved. We want to honor them.
Yeah. So you're by the way, if you got a diagnosis last Thursday, you're a survivor. Come on down.
Absolutely. If you get one today, you're a survivor.
And I think that's important that we use that definition, because I think, well, the medical community, they're talking about survivorship of 10 years. You know, that's a great thing, and we want that 10-year survivor, but that's not your definition.
My definition is if you get diagnosed this morning, you're a survivor right after you're diagnosed.
And of course, that battle continues, too. Even those people who fought their battle 30 years ago, you know, they're still looking out.
Oh, yeah, they're just watching every, and I'm sure every year their heart skips a beat going, is something else going to show up?
Yeah, and but that survivor lap, that reading of the names, or just seeing those T-shirts, are they purple T-shirts?
They're purple T-shirts,
again,
yes.
This year, that's important when you see those purple T-shirts out taking that first lap.
Absolutely. It's a very emotional time for me, and I know it's emotional for Nick, because we've both lost parents. And I have family I have a sister that's a survivor. We all have friends that are survivors. When you see them anywhere from the age of 8 or 9 to 90 that's walking that lap, that's being the survivor, I mean, it's emotional time, very emotional. But I'm chairman of the survivors, and that is what I thrive on. I thrive to get those survivors there so we can honor them.
And as in my experience, at least most of them, once you ask, you know, when did you have your bout with cancer or what form, they're willing to talk about it. It's just not something they go out and brag about.
No, they don't. Sometimes you have to kind of pry it out of them, but they know the exact date, the year, and the time, and who that doctor was.
And more importantly, they know the date, the time, and the place that the doctor said, it's gone.
Yes, you're cancer-free.
And, you know, that's what we're talking about. It is a fun topic, and it's a serious topic. Cancer is something, you know, very serious when it's yours, or when it's your family members. But we're having a good time because we realize that Relay works.
Yes.
Nick, you're sitting over there shaking your head. Somehow I think I'm leaving you out here of the conversation. You had a family member that you lost to cancer, right?
Yeah, it was my father.
Mm-hmm. How, if you don't mind talking about it, how old were you at the time?
Yeah, I can. It was, it'll be 4 years ago this September, so I was in my late 20s, and he was diagnosed in July, and he ended up passing away in September of that year. It was very short. It was very aggressive, stage 4. So he never had a chance to participate in relay. I have been doing relay now. This is going to be my eighth year. And so I've been participating. I've been in this involvement. He, unfortunately, like I said, never got to participate, but he was there with us when we were, so.
Yeah. Similar story. My father-in-law got a diagnosis on Mother's Day weekend, and by Labor Day, he was gone. So it was a blessing in many senses in that it was a quick battle, but we did lose my father-in-law, so I understand. And that's something I think most of us probably, if I'm allowed to make a sweeping statement, I'll say nearly everybody listening this morning has some personal connection with cancer.
Yeah, whether it's your neighbor, your family member, a direct family member, whatever it is, whether you know it or not, you are probably in connection with someone that has either went through cancer or know somebody who has. And it's just, you know, getting that information out there, showing that you care, and showing that, you know, there is a group of people out there to support you and answer your questions. Me and Linda have been doing this together for a long time. She was doing it before me and brought me into it. And if we don't know an answer to something, we have plenty of resources to get you the answer that you need.
Well, let's get people plugged in this morning. First of all, the relay coming up in June.
Uh-huh.
At the Dewey High School track.
Yes.
Starts at 5 o'clock that afternoon.
Uh-huh. 5 o'clock until 2 a.m. Saturday morning.
Well, that's a whole lot better than those 3 a.m. twist contests I used to judge.
Right.
And then, you know, you, of course, fundraising at least $100, but, you know, go out, empty your email list. Don't be afraid to walk up to people at Walmart and say, can I have 10 bucks? And then tell them why.
Exactly. And, you know, share that story out there. I mean, and if you need help about fundraising ideas, there are tons of information on the relayforlife.org website. There are fundraising tips and ideas, stuff that you can do. You can, if you don't have relatives that are around here, or a lot of people, like my grandparents, they don't have email. They don't access the internet. Send them a letter. Send them a personalized letter letting them know what you're doing, and ask for a check in return. I do that every year. I send out probably 50 or 60 letters, and I get every single one of them back with some sort of donation in it.
And of course, just to mark that for the American Cancer Society, put Relay for Life down on the memo line, and it works.
Yes, it definitely does. It really does work. That's one of my largest contributors to fundraising. I have family all over the country and friends that have lived here and moved, and they're all willing to support you, but you have to ask.
Yeah, if you don't ask, you don't get it.
Exactly.
Getting signed up, forming a team. A team can be, I think, as small as five people.
Yeah, it can be as small as five all the way up to as large as you want it. It doesn't matter, as long as you're willing to get out there and work and do the fundraising and come out and have a good time with us.
And a little bit of team competition sometimes gets in there, too.
Oh, yes, it does. There are team competitions. We have site decorating competitions. So each team has their own campsite, and they decorate it based on the theme for the year. Our theme for this year is painting the town purple, and so it's all purple-related. So it's more of honoring the survivors with the color purple. So you're going to see a lot of purple out there. But there are a lot of team competitions. We'll have team walking competitions. All the games involve different team activities and team awards.
Okay. Get signed up. Be part of Relay for Life. If you are not a team member, if you're not a fundraiser, that's okay. Come on out anyway.
Yeah. You can share your ideas or just come have some fun. Each team has their campsite, like I said, and they have different things that they're people sell hot dogs and hamburgers. They have baked goods and candy and drinks and tons of different stuff that you can do at each campsite.
Okay. That's a community connection. And again, spending a little time this morning with Linda Wickham and Nick Owen. Relay for Life coming up in June. Get signed up. Get your team signed up. Oh, and if you're a survivor, be sure you're at one of those survivor events coming up in April. News on the way from the Oklahoma News Network on AM 1400 K1 in just a moment.